Good evening, my lovelies. Welcome once again to the Naked Football Show, even though there is no football. This week, I'm pleased to welcome Mr. Harry Kent, who is a naked virgin. Welcome, Harry.
Hello.
How are things? How are things for you?
Well, in general, not too great, so I've actually managed to cop coronavirus, but...
No, apart really?
From that, yeah. So, apart from that, everything's fine, life's good, but that's... apart from football and coronavirus, apart from that, everything's all right, I think.
Well, before we then go on to football, how's it? What's it been like for you? When did you pick it up for a start?
So I picked up at work last Monday. I didn't realise until Saturday night, perhaps. I thought there's something wrong here, so I went and got a test, and that came back the next day positive. So I've sort of had two or three days of just sort of restlessness, you know. Can't really sleep too well and... bit sweaty and whatnot, but we're getting over the best of it now. I think I think I'm sort of getting towards being normal again, you know.
So you're quite fortunate compared to a lot of people who just, you know, ended up can't breathe or anything.
Yeah, well, the breathing stuff's not been too bad. It's just more like the aches and pains, what people talk about all the time. It's been sort of where I've been struggling, to be honest. But yeah, it's not nice, but it's certainly could have been worse, you know.
How bizarre. Up until the last couple of weeks, I didn't know anyone that had had it. Now I seem to know everyone that's had it.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
There's one of our listeners, Black Sheep Lad, he goes under on Twitter. He's had it twice.
Cool. So, I know. It's like getting hit by, struck by a lightning twice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I hope the second one, can have that go. That can be the one I would have had, hopefully. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yes. So I don't need to ask you what this year has been like for you. How's the football for you?
Well, it's just a frustrating thing. You know, it's like following it. It's just it's strange, isn't it? Because I think last year, at points, I thought maybe we were going to put some sort of promotion sort of effort together, and that never really materialised. And then the same again this year, but you know, we started okay and it sort of papered over the cracks a little bit, and now I feel as though the cracks are well and truly open again. You know, it's a weird one, but I think we've lost our identity. That's the thing of it for me. That's the big one, because if you'd have asked a fan of another team maybe 3-4 years ago what's it like playing Ipswich when we were under like McCarthy or whatever, they'd have said, oh, they're tough, or you know, they're hard side to beat. And or if you'd have asked someone when we were under Joe Rule, they'd have said they score loads of goals, or if you score three they'll score four. But if you ask someone now, I don't think you can put your finger on what our identity is at all as a club, you know. I don't think we've got a style of play. I don't know whether that comes from the manager or whether that's just all the years of sort of struggle we've had over the last 3-4 years. But certainly, yeah, that's one thing for me. I think we've sort of lost our identity, you know.
That's a good point, actually, Harry. You know, sort of identity, which, yeah, as you say, we used to have an identity, however it was, even if under McCarthy it was a rather dour sort of identity, but at least we had one, as you say.
That's right. There was still a style, wasn't there? So you knew that whatever they were working on the training pitch or in team meetings, whether you liked it or not, it was there. That you could see that work was going in. Well, like I say, even if you don't like that style of football, I mean, most people don't, do they? Ask the Newcastle fans at the moment, they don't even enjoy their wins under Steve Bruce because they don't want to play like that, which is fine. But I feel like we now play worse than that. than we did under McCarthy, and that was the idea of losing him in the first place, was supposed to be to try and regain some of that identity and some in brackets, you know, attractive football, what people say. But we don't seem to play. I mean, when we're winning games, I don't know if you agree, but it tends to be because we score good goals, especially at the start of the season. We were scoring some excellent goals, but we weren't playing well for a whole match.
No. We were.
I don't remember the last time we played well for a whole match. We were the odd half or half an hour, but not for a whole match.
No, and after McCarthy, people wanted to see us knocking the ball about, playing it to feet, which we are doing, but we're just doing it, most of it, in our own half now, which is
That's right.
Which is really, really frustrating, as you say.
Yeah, that's right. I think you see, sort of, you watch them now, and pass it around the midfield and around the back four. And because to be fair, the centre halves, whether it's McGinnis and Wolfenden, they can play. So they play some nice football out from the back. But then when you get to the point of, right, let's penetrate now, we don't have that. We've got injuries. I've got to give Cup some slack. Got a lot of injuries. But even when we didn't have as many injuries, we weren't beating teams convincingly. You know, we weren't totally outplaying teams. And again, at the moment, I could be wrong, but I think that our best player is probably Keenan Bennett, and he's on loan again. So it's tended to be like sort of a recurring theme over the last few years. A loanee being our best player.
And also injured, of course, which doesn't help.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So he's now starting to remind me of Tom Lawrence a little bit. I don't know how long he's injured for, do you?
No, it's groin, though. That's usually a few weeks. Yeah. But having said that, I suppose you could... I think that's one of the questions that's going to come up. But, we've got a bit of slack because we're not playing games. So I suppose it gives them a chance to get a bit fit.
Yeah, it's another few weeks we can't get a beat, isn't it?
Exactly. And even, people like Norwood, he can get back again. And, looking at... when people put things on Twitter of like a year ago today, or not a year ago, obviously two or three years ago, and under McCarthy, and you see some goals and you think, actually, they weren't that bad at all. We were actually knocking the ball around, running at players, and
I don't know if you saw that one the other day with the J-Tab header. I think popped up the other day, and it was a lovely little bit of football and a good cross and a good goal. And you're telling me people didn't enjoy that? I think they did. I think it just that was only this sort of the 2 year spell where we got in the playoffs, and then the year when we just narrowly missed out, and then the football really did start to get worse. To be fair, I was an admirer of McCarthy. I liked him, but I do think that the time was right, and I'm not one of these people who said to other people, "Be careful what you wish for and whatnot," because unless you were going to all the games at that time, you didn't realise just how bad it really was.
No, absolutely, and I actually was at his leaving do, which happened to be in the posh establishment called the Dove, and he actually, his main beef was not having enough money. So I think reading between the lines, he was trying to say I had to play like that because I didn't have much choice, otherwise we're just going to ship goals. So
when you look at the way his Wolves team played, they didn't play like that. They were quite pragmatic. They reminded me a little bit of Leeds at the moment. And that's because he was allowed to spend that little bit of money when he needed to. And I think you agree probably, and most Town fans do, that we're all gutted that in that January he wasn't sort of backed by Marcus, when we were top of the league.
I know that could have made a hell of a difference. Could be in a completely different spot than we are now.
You look back, I think that year Bournemouth went up, and I'm not a million percent sure, but I'm pretty sure they bought a few players in the January. It might have been Callum Wilson or something like that. I remember thinking that was our chance. But that's enough about Mick McCarthy for now anyway.
I think possibly that Lambert has been given that 5-year contract on the back of not complaining about money. But
that's not a bad point, to be fair. But then again, none of us have even seen this contract, so to know exactly what it entails, it could be a 5-year deal. If he gets sacked, he doesn't even have to get paid up for the authority. We're not to know what that actually. I think he actually just gave him that deal to sort of get the fans off backs a little bit, and he's here for 5 years now, so we'll have to get used to it,
Yeah, make it sound like we've got some stability, but there you go. Before we go into tweets and emails, etc., when did you start watching Town, Harry?
I got my first season ticket 97-98, so I was sort of 5-6 years old. I didn't start going away until about 2004-05. Yeah, so 97-98 was my first year.
God, you strapping youngsters. Do you go to away games now? Obviously.
I probably not this year, obviously not last year, but the year before. So the last year where we were able to go to all the games, I think I missed 3 away games or 4 away games. And I don't tend to go, I think I only went to Peterborough last year. And obviously we didn't finish the year off anyway. I started to lose interest a little bit. But I don't miss any home games,
Yeah, I probably know you then. I've probably seen you if you go to away games.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Right, let's go into tweets first. This is from Ginger Eagle, out on Twitter, at Ginger Eagle. That's Lee. Not sure how I feel at the moment. Would I rather have no Boxing Day football or do my usual moaning about an inept performance? Any advice on how to cope? Much appreciated. What do you think, Harry?
My advice on how to cope with that would be think of your favourite Boxing Day game and see if you can find it on YouTube and watch that instead.
Yeah.
At least that way you won't be disappointed.
Preferably with some liquid in your hand.
Yeah, probably a brandy for me, but I think he's probably right, to be fair, because I'm the same. I'm thinking, you know, do we really want to be watching it on Boxing Day and ruin Christmas even more? Or or not? But yeah,
Do you think we're going to end up shutting the league down again?
I don't even want to think about that, to be honest, but you've got to really probably not. I think probably just about quick through this year, but it's certainly looking more and more like there could be a possibility, isn't it?
Well, yeah, if it continues there won't be crowds, I'm guessing, but then if players and managers are now picking up the virus, it's
that's right,
it's possibly going to end up worse than it was when we started. Mark Tuxford. Hello, Mark. Hi, GB and Kentish. With the festival fixtures set to be called off due to our COVID-19 positive players and manager, do you think the cancellation of games will have an adverse effect on us, or might it play into our hands as injured players recover and potentially return to the squad?
I'd go to the latter there, I think. Personally, I was thinking about myself. I think maybe getting a few players back from injury may benefit us. I'm not sure about the games in hand, though. You know what I mean? I always think people think games in hand is automatically wins. So say in a few weeks' time we've got two or three games in hand on people, you always look at it thinking you've already won them games, don't you? You look at if we win them we'll be top or whatever. But I certainly agree with, I'd say, yeah, definitely the second part there. So I think it'll probably have a positive effect in the way that we've got players coming back. Not that I know who's exactly ready to come back in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but I saw Vincent Young's training again, isn't he?
He would be fantastic to have back.
Yeah, but whether or not, it's been a year now, so he probably needs 23's games first, you'd have thought.
Yeah, but to illustrate your point, I mean, we had games in hand last season, didn't we, when we kept cancelling games for under 23 internationals and weird stuff, that didn't help us at all. In fact,
I think I think everyone always looks at it positively, don't they? So say you have three off the top with two games in hand, you think, well, we'll be three clear when we win both of them.
Yeah,
but you've got to win them, you know.
Exactly. Yeah And also, you know, it's all about having players coming back and not being injured anymore. They're not necessarily going to be match fit, especially if we're not training at the moment.
That's right. Yeah,
anyway, right, moving on. Ash Simmons. Ash, hello Ash. Evening lads, happy Christmas firstly, and the same to you guys. And secondly, do we recognise as a fan base that we, that's ITFC, are playing the worst football a whole generation has ever seen? Does the idea that it'll get even worse before it gets better come to the forefront of our minds?
Well, you certainly, it's natural to think like that, I think. He's right, because it is, it's probably not just the worst football of the generation, it may be the worst position the club's ever been in, so especially league table wise, you know. So he's probably right there, and in order to move forward, I'd think that you'd have to lose the manager. To lose the manager, we're going to have to lose some more matches, so it's only going to get worse, as he says. I think he's spot on there. But I think it's sort of every time we win a game, I'm always happy to see us win, of course, but we win a game too, like against Burton when you win late, or Shrewsbury or whoever we've beat late, and you think it's just another few weeks, you know, Lambert's buying himself. But I don't think there's anybody really who thinks he's truly the man for the job. So I think he's probably right, actually. It's going to get worse before it gets better, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've said this before, he's not helped himself with the media and banning Phil Hamm and things like that. It doesn't...
Yeah, well, it's a PR appall, or whatever we used to say when he first came in. That's well and truly over, isn't it?
PR appalling now.
Yeah. That's right. He was fantastic with all that stuff when he first came in.
It was, yeah, indeed, yeah.
Very good, very, very good. Well, the football never really got any better, but that was very good, very good side of his game. But certainly... With Phil, that was disgraceful, really. Is it sort of known factors that was Lambert who sort of pushed that forward, or?
Well, so I hear. I mean, I don't know. I suppose I could we could ask Phil. I suppose I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I've got a feeling it is. Yeah, I mean, he's the man at the top.
I felt horrible for him, but there's not that many sort of fanzine type people that actually get to go in the media rooms and press rooms and whatnot. So he was in a fortunate position anyway. But that's not to say that he deserved to be treated like that. That's not what I'm saying. But you know, it was a bit. I always found that a little bit strange because you know, see like Arsenal Fan TV or whoever or things like that. They don't get to go in media rooms and. Things so, you know, but I'm not trying to say anything differently, but he didn't deserve to be treated like that regardless, you know.
Maybe that's Lambert's excuse, saying, well, you know, we don't normally have interesting. Julian Watkins, I did have a really sensible question, but it's stuck in a lorry on the M20. Have as great a Christmas as you can, and here's to 2021. With all our players fit again as we march up the league, yes, I've been on the Stones ginger wine already. Stay safe all. Same to you, Julian. Any comments, Harry?
Well, I've got one comment about the Stones ginger wine. I quite like that. I've had it with a brandy before now. Very nice. Good man.
Well, at Christmas, you can drink any old stuff, can't you? Any excuse.
Yeah, I feel like that might be my way to finally get to have a good sleep tonight, actually. Have a few drinks, because I've not slept well for about 4 or 5 days now. So maybe I'll get the Stones ginger wine out.
Yeah, the cure for COVID, Stones ginger wine.
Yeah, that's it.
This is from the lovely Mrs. Nuts. Does Harry, it's addressed particularly to you, Harry. Does Harry, so I'm guessing you probably cited Mr. Warnock. Does Harry really think Neil Warnock could save us? And also, as a gambling man, would you put money on GB being pissed by 10 o'clock on Christmas Day?
Who's
pissed, Miss Nuts? Are you seen me? I don't get pissed. I'm much too sensible for that. I would start drinking before
GB?
10. I am, yeah.
Ah, right, okay. Well, I did see that. I thought, GB. but I don't know. I don't think he'd be drunk quite that early. But yeah, I did. I think the Warnock thing was because he was in my Twitter sort of profile.
Okay.
I put a tweet up about him the other day saying that I think he's one of the, you know, going back to the identity thing I was talking about, he's one manager I feel that he would have been the sort of manager that could have regained us an identity, because I think he understands clubs individually. We see when he goes into a club, he doesn't play the same way everywhere. He always adapts himself and the play style to the club. Three of my mates play from Sheffield United, and they're like disciples, you know. They love him, and it seems like every player that's ever played for him loves him. And fans who you know hate him just tend to be just hate the way he is. They don't actually say anything about his football and coaching ability or anything like that. I just feel like he is one of the few managers that could have probably came in and helped us to sort of regain an identity, you know.
Yeah, and he does have a knack of getting teams promoted as well, doesn't he?
Oh, 100%. He's a winner. He's definitely a winner. If you look at what he's doing now, Middlesbrough had 13 senior players on the 1st of June, and now they're 5th, 6th in the Championship, you know? He's not gone out and spent any money. Oh, they've got some big earners there. They already had him there before he got there, but he's doing a fantastic job turning them around. And you think at his age, I thought he was finished 10 years ago, and then he went to Cardiff and he got them up, and he just keeps doing it, don't he? He just keeps doing it.
He does, and he's certainly got an infectious personality, whether you like it or not. Yeah.
Have you ever read his book?
No.
Oh, it's a brilliant read.
Is it?
If you ever get time, yeah, it's a brilliant read. He's you can really get an insight into his personality, you know. Fantastic person.
There you go, Mrs. Nuts. Read her Neil Warnocker's book. from Ben. This is Ben in Australia, in the warm. Hi, GB and Harry. With Ipswich now having a break, do you think this can have a positive or negative effect on our season, or will it be a case of much the same? Yeah, it's a theme.
Pretty similar to the question we had earlier, though, didn't we?
Yeah, it's a theme.
I think positive, but that's just on the basis that of the injuries. I can't think of any other positive coming out of that. Probably just the injuries, getting people fit. Yeah, but apart from that, I can't think of anything. I can't see it having any negative effect. Can you?
Well, it'll certainly have a positive effect on Mr. Lambert, because he won't get abuse. That's one thing.
Yeah, he's got a positive test as well, hasn't he?
He's got a positive test as well, yes.
Yeah. So I feel for him.
Yeah.
I thought, actually, going on to that point, I thought that was a little bit, I don't know if you saw one of those comments, if they're a little bit, as a bit harsh. I saw the club tweeted, about the COVID test and the positive test, and a lot of fans were saying horrible things about Paul Lambert, but that's different. We're talking about football, and this is someone's real life now.
Yeah,
we're not talking about football. I didn't like that, I have to say. You don't have to be personal, you know?
Yeah, if there's one thing to learn about this year, it's things that transcend football.
Yeah, if you don't look, you don't like him as a football manager, I don't, but that doesn't mean I'm going to start saying things about him testing positive for the coronavirus. You know, that's not anything to do with it.
No, sadly, social media can be quite a toxic place at times.
Oh, horrible. Yeah.
Listen to me, I'm going on about the government. also from Ben, because I do ask for a weather report from Ben, so here we are. This is Ben's Australian weather report. There's nothing exciting to report weather-wise. A couple of days in the mid-30s. Poor old Ben, it must be so cold. Lots of rain. Christmas Day itself will be a cool 20 degrees and rainy. Oh, Ben, it's going to be a nightmare for you, mate. 20 degrees. I don't know how he copes. Yeah, it's horrible.
Jealousy.
I know. I do ask for this from Ben. I'm a sadist. Right, on to emails. Thank you for that, Ben. Padraig Mellor, this came in the other week, but it still applies. It must be obvious to all that Town are struggling against the top sides and are only in the top six by virtue of a relatively easy set of fixtures at the start of the campaign and having played more matches. Do you think our owner is happier in Division 1, knowing promotion would require a larger investment in transfer fees and players' wages? Keep up the good work. Thanks, Padraig. Do you think he's happier in Division 1?
I don't think so, no. I don't think anyone is. I certainly, he'd be earning a lot more money for TV rights and league positions and stuff if we're in a championship. So I don't feel he'll be any happier in League 1 than he would be in the championship, to be fair. But he's a strange chairman, so it's a hard one to work out, isn't it?
It is, and obviously, although he's probably down to his last 50 million, he is actually losing money at this time, because like everyone else, I suppose, but it's... The thing is, I actually think we've got good enough players to get out of this division. I'm not saying we're going to storm right up into the Premiership, Premier League, but we've certainly got good enough players, I think, when they're all fit.
I think one thing we do have at the moment is good young players.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I don't agree with this general thing, what people say about us having one of the best squads in the league. I'm not saying we don't, but what I'm saying is I just think the league is really, really that bad that everyone's squad is probably good enough, because the league is just very, very average. To think that people say, oh, you know, our squad's this, our squad's that. Well, it's been the same squad for 2 years. We've not even threatened at the top, have we?
No.
You know, people say, we had the same squad last year. We didn't. Look where that ended up, you know? But I do agree with you when you say that they are probably good enough, because they probably are. But do you think we'll go up this year?
Well, it's a million-dollar question, isn't it? Are we going to play 4-4-2 or whatever? Are we going to play top front ever?
That's a weird one, at 4-4-2. That's like asking Gareth Southgate about Jack Grealish, that, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. Every time we play 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1, and then he goes to 4-4-2, we score and we win. I almost feel like he doesn't want to start 4-4-2 in case we win, and he'd have to admit that he was wrong.
Yeah. I have to move on because we're coming towards the end, would you believe? This is from Slower Ball. Good evening, Jeebus. Good evening, Kensicle. Love the show. Yeah, whatever. Season's greetings to you both and to all your wonderful Naked Footy listeners. Seconded Slower Ball. I wonder what greetings we'll receive once our season commences in January? Hopefully those who are COVID positive make a swift recovery and that our multiplicity of crocked players gets fully fit very soon. I've missed and will miss our postponed matches despite the team's propensity to disappoint even when we've won games. The UK is in a mess, in brackets, understatement. But what are the panel's hopes for 2021, both on and off the pitch? Keep smiling. God bless us, everyone. Love, light and peace. Oh, thank you, Slowball. Very quickly, Harry, what are your hopes for 2021? Well, we know what your hopes are, I'm guessing, but
my hopes are that we go up. And to be fair, I do think we've actually got a chance. But going back to the previous question about the, you know, we've not beat anyone in the top 10 or 8 or 6, that's probably the reason why I don't think we'll quite get over the line. But yeah, 2021, we hope for a promotion. That's what we hope for. Yeah. And a regained identity. We keep going on about that, but that's what I want. I want us to at least have a style of play, you know?
Identity, that's the theme
that's,
of
that's the
show.
Theme today.
Thank
that's
you, Harry.
New name. Now I'm gonna, that's my middle name.
Brilliant. Identity Kent. Thanks, Harry. Kent's not a great name to have at the moment, is it? Anyway, bless. thank you for that, Harry. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a fantastic Christmas, everyone. Oh, and briefly, but just before I go, two or three people have asked what the music at the end is. It's the theme from Schitt's Creek, which I think is very apt for this year. It's on Netflix. What a fantastic series, isn't it?
It's good, yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Till next week. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.